How to Prepare for Heaven by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. 1 Timothy 6:19. Later in her life, my mom began asking us what items of hers we would like to have when she went to be with Jesus. Of course, this wasn't something we wanted to discuss or even think about at the time, so we tried to dodge her questions and change the subject. But she was excited and looking forward to being with Jesus. Like many plan for their future on earth, Mom was preparing for her future in heaven by distributing her earthly possessions. Because Jesus tells us he is preparing a place for us, John 14:3, there wasn't anything wrong with her looking ahead and preparing in practical ways for her new life with him. She was looking up, as the song Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus encourages. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. If we think about it, life on earth really is all about preparing for our future. It's about accepting God's gift of salvation, recruiting others to go with us, and storing up treasures in heaven. It's true what Matthew 6:21 explains, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Even the happiest place on earth doesn't compare to the ultimate place of peace, joy, love, and more waiting for all of us who receive God's gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. How to prepare for heaven while on earth. Because heaven is our future destination, how can we prepare on earth for living there? First, receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. As John 3:16 explains, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. What could be more wonderful than to receive eternal life and live with Jesus? Second, leave fear behind. Hebrews 2:9 explains how Jesus suffered death so that he might taste death for everyone. Because he died for our sins, we don't have to fear death. As 1 Corinthians 15:54 describes, when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Third, recruit as many people as possible to go there too. We truly can't take any earthly possessions with us when we leave, but we certainly can recruit loved ones and others to come with us. Jesus encourages us to preach the gospel, Mark 16:15, and when we do tell, others will receive eternal life with him and never perish, John 10:28. Fourth, store up treasures in heaven rather than earth. Isaiah 51:6 describes how the earth is set to wear out like a garment. So rather than spending our time, energy, and resources storing up earthly treasures, Jesus urges, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. Matthew 6:20. Unlike things we collect in the world, God's treasures are made to last an eternity. 1 Timothy 6:18 encourages us to store up this kind of treasure by doing good, being rich in good deeds, and being generous and willing to share. As 1 Timothy 6:19 assures, in this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. Whereas treasures in this life are temporary, treasures in heaven build a strong foundation for our lives to come.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.